Respected friends and dear listeners, inshallah ta'ala, very short and concise. Lot of time, you know, we go to ulama, we go to mashayikh and buzurgan deen, and we request them that Hazrat make dua for barakah. You know, I give barakah in my knowledge, I give barakah in my business, I give barakah in my wealth, and I give barakah in, you know, in all my time, etc. And you know, everybody, he wants barakah. Every person is in need of barakah. And nobody is there. You ask him that, do you want a barakah? He says, yes, I want a barakah in my wealth. You know, I want barakah in my other things. So it's a necessity, and every person has a desire to attain barakah. So now we need to understand that what is barakah? What is a barakah? What in reality is barakah? So barakah doesn't have any physical form. Barakah means it's a spiritual reality. It's a spiritual reality, something that is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person who has a connection with Allah, then he is able to understand what is barakah. We want to understand barakah through a physical form. That's not possible. Barakah means qaleel kathirun nafa. Faizane khairate ilahiya. Qaleel kathirun nafa. Something a person has very little, but it suffices many people. A person is the only breadwinner in the house. He's the only, you know, person. He's working, but it suffices entire family. On the other hand, if a person, there are three or four people working in one house, they're doing a job, and still they're complaining that there's no barakat in our income. Why? Because the one person, the single person who is working, he is ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's pleasing Allah in abstaining from sin. There is the bottom line, that we must abstain from sin, abstain from displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will send barakah in everything of ours. So, in order to attain barakah in any, you know, in anything, we have to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ جَعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ جَعَلْ لَهُ فُرْقَانًا. Many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the muttaqi people, those people who abstain from sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ease their work for them. Allah will open doors of sustenance for them. Allah will give them sustenance from the sources that he cannot even imagine. So this is something, a spiritual reality. A person cannot understand this until he leaves sin and he develops a ta'alluq and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only then he is able to attain barakah. He cannot attain barakah by doing haram action, by taking loan on interest, and you're making a business, and you want to expand your business, you're taking loan on interest, and you say that, please make dua for barakah. Nauzubillah. It's like a person who is drinking, and he's saying bismillah before drinking. Nauzubillah min zalik. So you have to abstain from guna first. Leave guna, leave disobeying Allah, leave sin. Sin of the eye, the sin of tongue, you know, the sin of heart, our hands, backbiting, deceiving, deception, looking down upon your Muslim brother, harboring ill feeling, jealousy. These are the things to which Allah becomes displeased. So if we completely abstain from these things, then you don't need to go to any mashayikh or any alim or any buzurg for ta'weez for barakah. It's something automatically happens, that once a person develops ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then immediately barakah began to descend upon him. Barakah descends upon his life, on his wealth, on his children. He will see the barakah, he will feel the barakah. There is very little, but it's sufficient for the entire family. So this is the reality of barakah. If we want to attain barakah in any part of our life, in our wealth, in our business, then we must conduct business according to Sharia. We must conduct our business according to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then barakah will come in our business. If we want barakah in our house, then it comes in hadith that in the house where there is picture of any animated object, there's a dog in the house. There's a picture in the house and there's a dog in the house. No matter what you say about that dog, dog is impure. It's a shari masra. His spit, his tongue is impure. It's not pak. It's not pure. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if there's a picture of any animated object in the house, or there's a dog in the house, then farishte of Rahmah do not come in the house. If the angels of Rahmah and mercy do not come in the house, then where will the barakah come? Allah sends barakah through the agency of farishte and angels. And they are instructed not to go in the house where there's a picture or there's a dog. So we are closing the door of barakah upon our own self by doing these actions. And whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, respected friends and elders, it is 100% without any doubt truth, because it's something Allah has revealed, Allah has inspired. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he doesn't say those things from his own whims and desires. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. It's a revelation sent down to upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his hadith mubarakah are also, it's like a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't say from his own things. So we are actually closing, when we take loan on interest, we are the one who's closing the door of barakah. When we have picture in our house, we have a television in our house with a picture and music and dance carrying on, and there's a dog in the house, we are closing the door of barakah upon our own self. There's none to blame except our own deeds. It's the action of a person that never deprive him from the barakah and the blessing. Whatever action that we have accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with us. Our action, you know, you say you are what you do. And what kind of, you know, our food, the morsel that we're taking inside us, you know, it's going in our stomach. Is it halal? Is it haram? Have we, you know, earned it through a halal way? A person, you know, if a person eats one morsel of haram, then his prayer is not accepted for 40 days. His dua is not accepted. The gist of the hadith, the mafhum of hadith, his dua is not accepted. Are we cautious? Do we have any kind of concern and fikr? Then we eat halal and wholesome and tayyib food. So whatever action that we do, however we deal with Allah, we deposit 40% of ta'at and, you know, and ibadat, and we in return we expect 100%. We give, we invest 20% and we want 100% return. We are displeasing Allah. We are pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 20%, and we want in lieu of that 100% in ayat and mirbani of Allah. That's not possible. You want barakat, you want a blessing, you want the calamity to be removed, you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to look after you and care for you, respected friends and elders. It's a simple thing. You do what Allah tells you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what you ask, and He will fulfill your desire. You do what Allah tells you to do, and we don't want to do that. Then why do we expect Allah to fulfill our desires and our, you know, needs?
And then if you know, we pray to Allah and our need is not fulfilled, then alhamdulillah we begin to have those, you know, evil thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes a person even loses his iman. So his own action, we need to rectify, we need to correct our action. We are watching those, you know, indecent programs on television. There's music, there's a dance, there's every kind of, you know, nudity carrying on. And yet we hope for barakah and blessing in our home? That's not possible. So we want blessing, we want a barakah in our house. Remember that barakah descends from Arsh-e-Azam. The place and the center of barakah is the Arsh. And the sender is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will send barakah and blessing on that person who keeps and who makes Allah happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to leave every kind of sin. Now this is the month of Ramadan, self-defense and elder. It's the month of training. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that give me this 1 month. Oh my slave, I am not asking you to give me the entire year, just give me that 1 month, and that too is for your own benefit. I'm gonna put you in a training. You know, like a person, he goes to an expert karate master, or he goes to some other person to get a training. For 1 month he goes under training. And then he is able to defend himself from all the enemies. We have two enemies. One is the nafs and one is shaitan. One is internal enemy, that is the nafs. An external enemy, that is shaitan. And the internal enemy is more detrimental, is more harmful than the external enemy. For us to combat and to fight these enemies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set aside 1 month of training, a month of Ramadan. And that too, Allah subhanallah, look at the love and muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has chained our enemy. This is a period of training. Oh my bande, I'm going to make it even more easy for you, and I'm going to chain that enemy. For a whole month, the shaitan is going to be chained. Don't worry. You'll have upper hand. You'll get a benefit. Your training will become easy. You know, a person, his enemy is there, and at the same time, he's getting training. It's become difficult for the person to complete his training. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he chained that enemy so that my banda can get a proper training. So 1 month of training, Allah says, leave food, leave cohabitation, leave drink for my sake. Halal things, leave these halal things for my sake. If a person doesn't leave sin, he's fasting and he doesn't leave sin, he doesn't control his eyes by looking at haram, he doesn't control his ear by listening to haram and music. He doesn't control his tongue by talking and speaking haram, speaking lies. He doesn't control his hair by touching haram. He doesn't control his feet by going towards haram. Then he hasn't learned. He hasn't, you know, he didn't get any training. He hasn't learned the objective of fasting. Just by keeping staying hungry and thirsty, that is not the objective of fasting. So understand, like defense and elder, Allah Ta'ala has given us this month of Ramadan so that we may prepare, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this opportunity to prepare ourselves to fight our enemies in the rest of the 11 months. It's like a comeback. You have to fight nafs and shaitan. Sometimes shaitan is telling you, no, look at that woman, look at that pornography, go on the internet and surf, nobody is watching you. There, you near this taqwa will come in handy. You know, this taqwa will come in handy. There, you will say, no, nafs or shaitan, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to listen to the hukam and the command of Allah. I am a slave of Allah. I am not your slave. So this thing is going to come handy. And the person who makes the intention that I want to live a life of piety, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps that person. We must have intention. Intention must be there to become Allah wala, to have a close connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah opens the door for the person. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُ سُولَنَا. The people who struggle and sacrifice in our path, then I will be open for them unlimited doors of hidayat and guidance. This person, not only he is guided, then he becomes a means of guidance for many other people. When a person goes under struggle and sacrifice, this person, he goes under training for 1 month, and he stays from haram, and even the halal things, because of the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he becomes so much, you know, expert. And then the people who come to him, they also begin to learn the art of, you know, defense. So this is the thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding, give us the tawfiq to practice and attain Allah's muhabbat and Allah's love, and the barakah, through which barakah is descended upon us, that is leaving completely all sins and all disbelief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice whatever has been said. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rahmatika ya rahman rahim.